Now, I'm joined this afternoon by John Burns, who's organising a cycle rally or relay from John O'Groats to Land's End in support for Help for Heroes. So welcome to Phoenix FM, John.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having us.
It's going to be a bit of a distance there, isn't it?
Yeah, just a little bit. It's coming in at about 1,200 miles. The usual route for John O'Groats to Land's End would take you about 890, but we've got a few stop-offs en route.
So you're adding quite a big chunk to it.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, all right. So when is the event scheduled?
So we start in John O'Groats on the 28th of August, and all being well, we plan to finish 3 weeks later on the 18th of September.
So that's quite a long time. You're going to average how many miles a day?
It's averaging out at between 60 and 70 miles a day.
And you've got a couple of rest days in the middle there somewhere.
We have, yeah. We're resting up on the Thursdays of each week just to get us ready for the weekend and have a bit of a push on the weekends.
I would have thought that was quite brave. I don't think I'd ever get anything moving again after 2 days. Doesn't it lock everything up?
Well, the first couple of miles the next morning can be a little bit tough, but once you get a few
a
miles...
Only a little tough.
Yeah, just a bit.
So have you done this before? This is the first time.
I've done some long rides before, but I've never done this amount of miles all in one go before.
And this is all on behalf of Help for Heroes, yes?
It is, yes.
Well, tell us a bit more about that.
So Help for Heroes normally run a bike ride every year. Mm-hmm. We take some veterans and beneficiaries to France for a week. Mm-hmm. And we cycle approximately 350 miles. Across some of the battlefields of France from the First and Second World War. But due to COVID, that's been cancelled now for the second year in a row. So a few of us volunteers have decided to do our own little
own
ride.
Little? I mean, that in France, they're 350 miles, and this one's about 1,200 miles. It's a bit different, and probably a lot of mountains and hills as well.
Yeah, there'll be a few hills there, especially at the start up in Scotland, but hopefully we'll get those out of the way in the first few days.
Right, okay. So just how many people have you got taking part?
Well, so far we've got 20 people signed up for the ride, although there's a Facebook group for the ride itself, and there's 180 members on that. So hopefully as the weather improves and people start thinking about their bikes a bit more, they'll start joining the ride.
Now, the registration, I think, opened on the 1st of April, but how long is that open for?
Well, registration will be open right up until we ride.
Oh, really?
However, yeah. To get the cycling jerseys that we've had made for the ride, to be able to get those printed, that registration will close on the 15th of June.
And presumably, you're looking for some donations to help pay for all of this.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a GoFundMe page, Hero Joggle Relay, and that's going to be for costs to help us put it on. And then we've got a Just Giving page, again, Hero Joggle Relay.
Right, you better give me those pages again. So it's Hero
Joggle Relay.
That's J-O-G-L-E.
Yeah.
Relay.
Yeah.
All as one word. Hero Juggle Relay.
And that's on the GoFundMe and also on Just Giving. So we can get
and
some
Just
money.
Just Giving, right. And what's your target?
Ideally, we'd like to hit £5,000. If we get any more than that, then fantastic. As much money as we can get for the charity is the key, really.
Right. Do you know how much you've got so far?
To be honest, I don't. I've not looked at the Just Giving page.
Right.
I don't want to
give yourself a fright.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, how did you become personally involved in the project, John?
Well, I'm an ex-serviceman. I served for 6 years as an army chef, and I started volunteering for Help for Heroes back in about 2016.
Yeah.
Just wanted to give a little bit back to the guys that took up the baton after me and had a pretty rough time if they were serving in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, I think it was a very rough time, yeah. Now, at the start of our chat, you mentioned that the relay is going the long way round. So does that mean you're going to be coming through Essex and East Anglia?
Yeah,
as
we
well?
Certainly are, yeah. We come down from Wisbeach through Colchester, through Brentwood into Hornchurch, and then we go through London and go out west that way.
What sort of dates do you expect to be hitting Brentwood? We won't hold you to the date if you get held up.
We leave Colchester on the morning of Saturday the 11th of September.
But that assumes you get there in time to do it, though.
Yeah, but the plan is to hit Essex, or to come into Essex on the 10th, and we leave Colchester on the morning of the 11th, come down through Brentwood and then into Hornchurch in London, stopping at Richmond Park in London on that evening.
Now, I believe you're also taking in Sanders Draper School in Hornchurch.
Yes, we are.
It's a bit of a story behind that, I think.
There is. Flight Lieutenant Raymond Sanders Draper sadly died in a crash when he took off from RAF Hornchurch. And he avoided the school and crashed into the fields nearby. And he's buried in the RAF cemetery at Hornchurch.
And this, of course, was during the Second World War.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're going to be paying our respects and marking the day with a visit to his grave. And the plan is to have some of the school representatives there, and we can lay a wreath at his grave.
Now, of course, you actually don't live that far from Hornchurch and that sort of area, so it must be a great temptation to you at that point to get off and join it later.
No, we'll go the full distance. We might stop for a cup of tea, but we'll go straight through.
Very good. All right. Well, good luck with the whole thing, John. Just remind us where to go to find out more. And hopefully contribute to the costs involved.
So the words to remember is Hero Joggle Relay.
Yeah.
There's a Facebook page set up for it, so you can get all of the news and updates on there, and also join us if you so wish.
Yeah.
And then on the Just Giving and GoFundMe pages, again, it's the Hero Joggle Relay.
So you just go to Just Giving or GoFundMe and Hero Jogger Relay or Facebook Hero Jogger Relay,
yeah.
And all the links are there.
Absolutely.